Hi, David. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Dr. Wright. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you for all this valuable information you keep sharing with us. My question has to do with my wife. She was prescribed Cymbalta years ago, and she now wants to get off of it. So she's been going through the steps of lowering the dosage, and she's just about to the end of it. She's been doing it for like the last 6-8 months. Is there anything you would recommend to help ease when she's finally off of it completely? Anything natural?
Well, what did she go on to it for in the first place, sir? What was the circumstance? Why was it recommended?
Depression, I guess.
Okay.
You know, our doctor gave it to her, I think, for depression, and she just doesn't feel like she wants to take it anymore. But everybody says it's dangerous to just stop taking it.
So. Oh, she did the right thing in tapering. That's always best, sir. She did the right thing. Now, there's an easy answer to that, because it's been in use in Europe, where they're not quite as attentive to patent medicines as we are over here, and where all the studies are published from. Thank goodness they're published in English so that I can read them, about a mineral that's called rubidium. Now, rubidium is in the same family of minerals as sodium and potassium and lithium, and you can look it up on your periodic table. There's RB for rubidium. What these six studies, what the six studies that I read the first had to say, was that rubidium all by itself is very effective in getting rid of depression. In fact, even people hospitalized with the depression, because it was so bad, otherwise they might commit suicide or do other harm to themselves, so they were hospitalized. 2/3 of those people, sir, were discharged from the hospital within 1 month with a diagnosis of you don't have depression anymore. 2/3 of them. And that was quite a while when I read that first. My goodness, must be back in the 80s. And since then, I've worked with rubidium. We have that available through Tahoma Dispensary. And yes, we do keep it on prescription because we want to make sure we know everyone who has it. But it's not through a compounding pharmacy in that case. It's our own internal prescription. Anyway, and I have noticed about the same thing. Namely, that about 3/4 of everybody, 2/3 to 3/4, feels better with it. And also, it's fairly rapid. Now, there's different doses for adults and for teenagers who are depressed, and even for kids who are 10, 11, 12 who are depressed. We run into them every once in a while. But even so, sir, it is rapidly working. Within a month, the large majority of the people I work with feel better. Now, rubidium all by itself was the subject of the European studies, and they told us about safety, and they used fairly large doses. But you know what? We don't need to use those fairly large doses, because rubidium is simply the mineral key to what's called the excitatory neurotransmitters. And all that means is the ones that keep us from getting depressed. Instead, we get energized, the excitatory neurotransmitters in our brains. And rubidium is the mineral key to making those, or a mineral key. But there also are other nutrients that accompany rubidium in doing that job, such as vitamin C and copper and a couple of other things. So basically, we can use a lesser dose of rubidium than they used over in Europe and accompany them with all the other ingredients. And like I said, sir, depression just clears in the large majority. And so far, and it's been since the late 80s or early 90s, as long as I stick with the quantities, with less than the quantities that we used over in Europe, I haven't run into anybody had any problem with this stuff. It's a liquid.
I see. And what is rubidium derived from?
Rubidium, R-U-B-I-D. That's rubidium, R-U-B-I-D-I-U-M. Well, like any other mineral in that family, sir, sodium, potassium, lithium, and so forth, it's a very small mineral. It's frequently combined with chloride. In fact, it's the way it's sold as rubidium chloride. And insofar as being derived from anything, it's just found in nature, and people get it from there. You can't make it up. That's the thing.
And a quick question. I noticed in listening to your show, a lot of people are trying to write this stuff down. I can actually just go to your website and listen to this cast again, right?
Oh, sure you can, sir.
Yeah, okay. Instead of trying to, I'm driving right now, so obviously that would be. So I'm just going to go, tomorrow and listen to this radio show all over again, and that way I can write it down then.
Might not be posted till the middle of the week, sir, so but it will be posted. They get it posted as quick as they can. Do you happen to have access, sir? I don't mean this minute. I mean later on to computer where you can put in periodic table and you can look at the periodic table and you'll find RB in the column on the left with the sodium and the potassium and so forth.
Awesome. Thank you very much for the information. Enjoy your day.
You're welcome, sir. And thank you for calling about that. Depression is really quite the problem out there, possibly because there's lots of patent medicines being heralded for it. And this rubidium plus cofactors works better than any of those, and it's a whole lot safer. So how come you only hear about it on this program? Well, we all know the reason for that. Can't patent the stuff, and so it doesn't get publicity.